you didn't say it, or you were unable to say it, or you couldn't verbalize it, or you didn't dare say it. And then a lot of the phenomena that exists in the Jewish world regarding demagogues, whom we have always had, is that the demagogue says what a lot of people feel but are afraid to say. And all of a sudden, someone says it, and it appears in print or in the spoken word, and it unleashes a tremendous amount of sympathy. Well, he said what the simple Jew always felt. He said that Christianity is idolatry. It's not imperfect monotheism, as the philosophers tried to say. He said it's idolatry. He said they're murderers. He said it all. And he said it in an unambiguous fashion. So the book had great effect, but it also had negative effect, because the book was read by the Christians as well. And the Christians, they didn't like it, to put it mildly. And therefore, it unleashed a wave of anti-Semitism. And this wave of anti-Semitism was justified because of the fact that the Jews had insulted Christianity. Now, to us, insulting another religion, we don't quite have a definition of that in the Western world today. But in the medieval world, it was a crime to insult Christianity. It was a crime punishable by death. And the fact that such a book appeared, and that obviously Jews read it and agreed with it, made the entire Jewish nation in Spain guilty of this terrible crime of insulting Christianity. There was an itinerant preacher by the name of Vincent Ferrer, who traveled throughout Spain, northern Spain, and he brought with him, I mentioned to you last week when we talked about the Black Death, he brought with him people who beat themselves, whipped themselves, who underwent self-flagellation and as penitents. And they would arrive at a town and make a pogrom in the town. Wherever he came, there was a pogrom. And he naturally was unchecked by the police or anyone else. And by the year 1412, he claimed to have converted 20,000 Jews and killed 10,000. And that was his ticket to heaven. And beginning in 1412, anti-Jewish laws appeared throughout northern Spain. Let me just read to you some of the anti-Jewish regulations that were passed for the first time in Spain. The Jews were to be confined to separate quarters in all cities and villages. They were to differentiate themselves from the Christians by their more modest mode of dress. They were not to wear silk, to wear garments neither of silk nor satin, nor to have feathers in their hats, to let their hair and beards grow long and not be trimmed nor perfumed. They were not to be called by Christian names or addressed by any title. The Jews were not permitted to engage in farming, to hold posts in the government, or to be physicians, pharmacists, blacksmiths, tailors, or shoemakers. Any Jew that was an artisan could not serve Christian customers. Jews were forbidden to act as brokers or money changers on behalf of Christians. Again, taking away the traditional Jewish profession. Jews were to be, quote, years of rule.